This is Digital Story Podcast number 740, May 26, 2020. Today's theme is 5 ways to improve your video conferencing presence. I'm Derek Story. One way or another, you're going to find yourself sitting in front of a webcam. It could be for work, for family, for a class, or even for a job interview. But unlike a lot of other modern-day situations we find ourselves in, no one has really told us how to do this. That is, until today. I hope you enjoy the show. Needless to say, I've had some interesting online conversations over the last couple months. I have seen parts of people's houses that I really wasn't prepared for. And then there has been a mix of interesting lighting and tin can audio. Yes, it has been the wild, wild west. So what I've decided to do is take the microphone by the horns and do 2 things for my contribution to the greater video conferencing world. First, I have some tips today that are easy to enable and that with a little adjustment here or there, you should be able to use these pretty quickly. Second, later this week, I'm releasing a new online workshop called The Essential Steps to Impressive Video Conferencing. It's a 1-hour movie that covers audio, video, and environment, and I really get into some cool tips. Now, I'll talk more about this later in the show, but I'm going to tell you right now that is free to our Inner Circle members who support this podcast on Patreon. For right now, let's get to those 5 tips. Alrighty, tip number 1, get thee to IKEA. Yes, and you're probably wondering, why do you want me to go to IKEA? And I'm thinking more like IKEA.com, right? Because shopping inside of IKEA right now in a lot of places probably just isn't going to happen. But IKEA.com is doing well. And if you go to the search box on IKEA and enter diffused lighting, you will get a variety of lamps and lampshades that are exactly what you need one way or another. One of them is going to be something that you need. Now, what is the deal with this, Derek? Well, here's the deal. That the lighting on so many of these calls that I'm watching is terrible. The light tends to be too harsh, the wrong color, you know, all sorts of things. And really what I'm seeing is that people really aren't thinking about, all right, how do I get a flattering light on my face? Which, you know, should be really, at least for me, it's kind of at the top of the list. Like, because I don't want to look terrible when I'm on these webcams, all righty? So how do I look better? Well, the rule for portrait photography applies to video conferencing as well, which is the larger the light source, right? And the closer it is to your face, the softer the light. And then if you position that light so that's more or less, you know, coming straight on to your face, you know, that's what we call fashion lighting. And it is very flattering. There's a reason why fashion photographers use it. It makes people look pretty. So going back to IKEA, if you shop on IKEA and you shop for diffused lighting, you will see these lamps and all sorts of goodies that you can accessorize your desk with and suddenly look a ton better. And the reason why I pick IKEA, you could get these all sorts of places, but they're actually quite affordable. So you get a very attractive desk accessory now, and you will look much more attractive on camera if you follow this tip. Now, here's the other part of that tip, which is get something that's daylight balanced or as close to daylight balanced as possible. And again, this is another mistake that I see so often, which is if you have a tungsten bulb shining on you, you're going to be orange. And if you have fluorescent tubes illuminating your mug, you're going to be green. And neither of those really make great colors for face, right? So you want a daylight balanced tube or as close to daylight as you can get. So 2-parter. 1, diffused lighting coming straight on. And B, 2nd part of 1, get as close to daylight balance as you can. Alrighty, that's tip number one. Here's tip number two. It's called, Darling, You Look Marvelous. Now, unfortunately, those built-in 720p webcams for many laptops and desktops just aren't very flattering. And I would go so far as to say that they are often terrible. It cracks me up. I have a state-of-the-art MacBook Pro, 13-inch. This is a gorgeous machine. It does everything beautifully except for one thing. Except for one thing. It has that lousy 720p FaceTime camera that, when I turn it on and I look at me, I do not feel good. I do not feel good. Plus, I can't control it. It has way too much depth of field. I can't control exposure. I mean, it just goes on and on. These things are agonizing. And especially for those of us who like photography, they're double agonizing. Okay, so we've got to get away from those. Now, there are a couple things you can do. If you have a Cam Link already, which is a digital interface that allows you to connect your digital camera to your computer, you have a lump of gold right now, because they are hard to find, at least the ones that I really like, which are the ones made by Elgato. However, if you do a little searching online and you search for, you know, video digital interface, there are some other ones, and there's one right now that's fairly affordable from, you can get it at B&H, made by iogear. I think it's like $99, that people are saying works pretty well, and the supply of those seem to be, you know, pretty regular. I know that this is probably the one thing that many people don't have, but it is the one thing that many people should get, and especially in our audience, because our audience is full of people who have these beautiful Sony, Olympus, Panasonic, Fujifilm, Nikon, Canon cameras, right? If you have a Canon camera, by the way, Canon just came out with some software that you can use, and you don't have to get the digital interface. You just plug your Canon camera in. So if you're a Canon shooter, you may want to check that out. Now, a plan B for this would be using your smartphone as a digital camera. It's still much, much, much better than the 720p camera that's built into your computer. And there is software that you can get to make it a webcam. And it's actually not too bad. And then the third thing is, if you don't need your computer, right? If you don't need it, your computer to join a video conference call, and you can use your phone, a lot of times use your phone, because the camera in your phone is much better than the camera in your computer 9 times out of 10. So here's the list for number two. A, if you can use your smartphone, use it, okay? B, you can use your smartphone as a webcam with just a little software you can download from the App Store. And C, if you can get your hands on a digital interface and use your mirrorless camera, that is a joy. My favorite right now, I've tested two cameras for the title that I'm working on. The first one was the Fujifilm XF10, which has clean HDMI, which means that I can get the signal out of the camera without any written information on the screen, such as f-stop and all that sort of stuff. And the other has been my Pen F with the Olympus 17mm f1.8 lens. And that one, my friend, is gorgeous. I like the Fujifilm XF10. It's a nice little camera, and it's light, and it perches on top of my computer really nicely. But when I tried the Olympus Pen F with the 17mm f1.8, it went up, the quality went up another notch. And it is really pretty. I've done the Pen F, I've done the EM5 Mark II, I've done the EM1 Mark II. All of them have nice, clean output that you can use if you can get your hands on a digital interface. I know this might be a little bit of work, but if you're going to be online a lot, in other words, if suddenly you're going to be working from your home office much more than you ever thought you would, then it is worth going to the trouble to get your hands on the interface and get this set up. Because once you switch from 720p and that little camera built into your computer to a real camera, a man's camera, you will never go back. Tip number 3, what the hell is that behind you? And this is something you don't need to buy anything. You just need to, you know, figure out your space, right? I have been talking to CEOs in their bedroom. Not something that I ever would have thought happened. Messy kitchens, hallways. Oh my gosh, I have seen so many things. Way too much information of the wrong kind. Now, just like in regular photography, the background is almost as important as the subject. So you really want to think about what is behind you. Going back to one of the advantages of using a camera, a separate camera instead of the FaceTime camera, is when I have that 17 millimeter lens on there, it is a equivalent of a 34 millimeter lens, which is wide enough for me to have lots of room to move around and talk and make gestures and all that kind of stuff. But it's not so wide that it shows everything that's going on in my room, which is what happens, generally speaking, with the built-in cameras on our computers. So I don't want all that information. I don't want it. I just want them to see me and then that little area of the room that I cleaned to serve as background. So number 3, you know, get that background in order. And I think it's better to have the light that's shining on you a little bit brighter than the light in the background. You know, just a tip, okay? Just a tip. Number 4, sound as good as you look. Audio can be a challenge. We all know that. You know, anyone who makes videos knows what a challenge audio can be. Now, some of our built-in computer mics are actually quite decent. They're better, I think, generally speaking, than the built-in cameras. However, others leave much to be desired. You probably already know which one you have, a good one or not such a good one. If your audio coming from your computer is not that great, and there are odds that it won't be for a couple reasons. One is that the mic is on the computer and you're usually sitting back a bit, so your voice is mixed in with all the, you know, the room ambience and everything like that. That tends not to be a good situation for the audio. Better to get the microphone closer to your mouth if you can. And I think a really good way to do that, if you have AirPods, is to try using the AirPods as your mic. And fortunately for you, I have published an article on The Digital Story talking about AirPods, how to connect them to your Mac, and how to use them for video conferencing. And I have a lot of really good tips in there, screenshots of how to set it up. And I think for a lot of situations, the AirPods will sound better than the built-in mic in your computer, again, depending on your computer. But however you tackle this problem, listen to the audio that you're creating now and be honest about how it sounds to you, and then tackle it from there. There are a lot of different options. Going back to the movie that I'm going to talk about here in a little bit, I spent a lot of time in the movie going over all sorts of different options for you to up your game for your audio. Pay attention to the audio. Give it as much weight as you do the video. And finally, number 5, bandwidth, 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 right? If you've been cheaping out on your internet service, you are endangered of becoming the zebra at the back of the pack in the new online world. Video conferencing relies on data packets flying back and forth in real time. This is not like streaming something from YouTube where, you know, it can buffer the stream, it can do all this sort of stuff. Video conferencing is happening in real time and you need enough bandwidth to make that look good. Generally speaking, you need at least 1.5 megabits per second in both directions, in download and upload. 1.5 megabits per second, Mbps. Alrighty, now you can check your bandwidth, and I have a link in the show notes for a site where you can check your bandwidth. It doesn't cost anything, and take a look and see what's going on. Make sure that you have a big enough pipe for HD video conferencing. Now, one of the things that I learned here at the studio I have a couple different routers set up. I have, you know, one router, in my case from Comcast, and it is one of their newer routers. And by the way, this is something to keep in mind. Comcast, you know, ups their game every couple years. If you have an old router and you're a Comcast customer or whatever service you use, check with them to see if they have new equipment, because you're paying for it anyway. Check with them, see if they have new equipment, because it makes a big difference. So I did a test, a speed test with my Comcast router, and then I have an airport router hooked up to it that I use for different things, for printing and all that. And I did a speed test on all the different configurations that I had, and there was a difference. There was an absolute difference. My fastest performance, my biggest pipe, was with using the latest state-of-the-art router from Comcast with their service. I got tremendous bandwidth in both directions, especially the download, but the upload was very good as well. So you want to know, you want to test. And it's not a bad idea if you have an important call or an important conference or a presentation or something to do the test, you know, right before you're ready to go online. Because that way, if there are problems, then at least in your mind, you're not going, God, is that me? Is that, you know, it's like, am I the one that's causing all that breakup and all that sort of stuff? If you see that your pipe is big and it's healthy and it's happening at the moment, then you can move your mind to other places and not start freaking yourself out that, you know, you are the one causing the problem. Okay. So those are my basic tips. I got a few bonus tips for you. One is, look into the camera when you're talking, please. Don't look, you know, at the screen. If your camera isn't right in the middle of your screen, then look at the camera while you're talking, because that way you can make eye contact with people. Get familiar with the mute button. If something's happening around you in your environment, do everyone else a favor and mute you, you know, when you're not talking, so that you don't annoy people. And then third is test. Make sure that whatever you do, whatever you embrace that we talked about here, or whatever you're working on, that you test it, do test calls to other people, you know, really spend some time, you know, getting familiar with what you're setting up, identify the areas that aren't performing as well as you'd like, and figure out how to shore them up. Now, if you want to see a behind the scenes video of me using my rig, and my rig happens to be an iMac with a PenF plugged into Camlink, with the 17mm f1.8 lens, and then with a Marantz USB mic. The USB mic only costs about $49, and it's really nice. A Marantz USB mic, and then I have a diffused light, you know, coming right at my face. If you want to see how that looks, it's just a 1 minute video. Just click on the link in the show notes and it'll take you right over. Or just go to vimeo.com, search for Derek Story, and you'll see it right there and you can watch it. But that'll give you an idea of what I'm talking about with, you know, this kind of rig. Compare what you see on the video, which is using this rig that I use for video conferencing and that I use for teaching the class. Compare that to what you're seeing most of the time when you're online, and then think about, okay, how do you want to look? Do you want to look like those other people, or do you want to look something a little bit more professional? I'm hoping you're thinking professional. The essential steps to impressive video conferencing. I am really jazzed about this online workshop that will release later this week for Patreon members, and then the following week, June 2nd, for everyone else. And let me tell you what's going on here. So this is just going to be a one movie, but it's packed. It's got a lot of stuff in it. This movie is divided into three parts, you know, audio, video, and environment. And I really cover each of these areas, you know, in depth. For instance, in audio, I show you all sorts of different ways to improve the audio for your video conferencing. And I got some tricks that you're really going to like. A lot of them don't involve new equipment. You can probably use what you have right now. Some of these tricks are really terrific. Same for video, and same for environment. And then if you want to up your game beyond what you already have, I have some good recommendations for inexpensive purchases. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, this course will be available free to our Inner Circle members on Patreon on Sunday, May 31st. It'll be ready. And you guys and gals, you don't have to do anything. I'm going to do the post on the Inner Circle site, and you'll be able to just go there. You'll be able to see, you know, the link. You'll get the password, you know, all the stuff that you need to enjoy it. It'll just be there waiting for you. You go over there whenever you want. Now, if you're not already an Inner Circle member and you want to get in on this, all you have to do is go to our Patreon site, and there's a tile on every page of the digital story. Just go over there, become a Patreon member. An Inner Circle member is $5 a month. Become an Inner Circle member, and then you will have access to the video when it comes out. I'm also going to make the course available on June 2nd on our Nimble Photographer Workshop page, and that will be for non-Patreon members, and that will be $14.95 available June 2nd at the Nimble Photographer Workshop page. By the way, I have links to everything, everything in the show notes, so you don't have to worry about remembering any of this. Just go to the show notes, go to the area that's appropriate for you, and rock on, okay? Like I said, I have tons of great tips and techniques waiting for you there. If you want to get serious about how you come across on online meetings, classes, interviews, and family interactions, then you definitely will want to watch this movie coming to your computer within the next week. A shout out to our members who have sent film cameras to me. Alrighty. It's been so much fun. I've been enjoying this so much. And just to refresh your memory, I created this donation kit for people that listen to the podcast. If they find an analog camera, 35 millimeter film camera that they think would be a nice addition to the film camera shop, you can just go to thenimblephotographer.com, use the contact form, let me know what you have. And I have a donation kit for you that includes the box, the prepaid label, everything. All you got to do is set it outside your door. Tell USPS to come pick it up. They'll take it away and bring it to me. All right. So we've been doing this now for a few weeks, and we have had great success with it. But I wanted to take a moment to thank some of the people who have contributed, because not only have they made wonderful contributions, they have been a joy to deal with at the same time. So the interactions have been fun. The gear has been great. It's been win, win, win all the way down the line. So here's a shout out to Greg, Sergio, Bill, Tim, Noni, David, Paul, and Dave. All of you rock. All of you rock. And thank you so much for cleaning out that closet, ordering the box, filling up the box, and sending it to me. I'm already working on the gear that you have sent. It will start showing up in the store soon. And it's just so very exciting for me. So a big thanks to our members who have contributed. And if you do want to contribute yourself, just go to thenimblephotographer.com, click on the contact form, and send me a note. I have a little virtual camera club news for you. I want to start out with, again, I want to touch on the workshops and that the physical workshops now. You know, if you go to our workshops page at the Nimble Photographer, you will see Digitizing Family Memories course there. That's available on the workshops page. You soon will see the video conferencing title on that workshop page just in a few days. But you'll also see the physical workshops there. And one of them, the Eastern Sierra for October, is still viable. It's still viable. It's hanging in there. I'm crossing my fingers that we're going to be able to do that workshop. If we do, boy, what a joy for all of us who have been sheltered in for, you know, all these months by the time we get to that. Then, looking forward for 2021, I'm hoping to have a very robust workshop season. I want to revisit some of the workshops that we had to postpone this year because of the pandemic. And then I have some new ones in the works, including a workshop to Costa Rica. So just cross your fingers that we're going to be able to do the 2021 season. Of course, I'll keep you posted, But I love these online workshops that we're doing. And I'm, to tell you the truth, I'm going to keep doing them. One of the things that has come out of the pandemic for me is saying, look, I finally got to get off the spot here and, you know, start doing more of these online workshops, because they're easy for people. Folks that can't travel out my way for a physical workshop can still interact and, you know, enjoy some of the things that we have to share here. And they just sort of work all the way around, you know, these online workshops. So I'm going to keep doing those. And, you know, in a sense, they have come out of, you know, an adaptation I've had to make because of the effects of the coronavirus on our travel. However, that being said, once we can start doing physical workshops again, you know, there is nothing like interacting with fellow and fellowette photographers in person. There is nothing like it. And I enjoy, you know, working directly with you. I enjoy being in beautiful places. I enjoy the presentations. I enjoy the labs. I enjoy every aspect of it, eating together. I mean, this is all great stuff. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I miss it. I miss it tremendously right now, and I cannot wait until, you know, we get to gather in person again. So I'm crossing my fingers for 2021. I'm already working on the schedule for 2021. And then I'm hoping that we can do the Eastern Sierra here coming up in October. You know, before you know it, hopefully we'll be out in the field sharing pictures, sharing stories. Maybe we'll be doing it 6 feet apart. Who knows how that'll work out. But I'm telling you, whatever it takes, I'm going to try to do it. Speaking of the online courses, I just want to mention to you that Digitizing Family Members course is available on the Nimble Photographer Workshops page. All you got to do is go to thenimblephotographer.com. You'll see it right at the top, or you just click on workshops and it'll be right there. The course has really been popular. People seem to really like it. I enjoy doing it. If you're thinking about dealing with those shoeboxes of memories that you have stuffed under the bed and you just finally want to get them onto your computer, check out this course. It will help you, and I think you will enjoy it as such. Just a quick note to our Inner Circle members. Make sure, keep an eye on the Patreon site, especially when we have things ready to release, like the new video conferencing title. I really try to keep you guys posted on what's going on, and especially if there's stuff for you there, make sure you don't miss out. I know on Digitizing Family Memories, some folks weren't able to join the course right away because they didn't find out about it till we're a couple weeks in. That's okay. I mean, you know, I got them caught up and all that sort of stuff. But it did make me aware that if you don't check the page every week or so, then you might be missing out on something that's there waiting for you. And a big thanks for supporting this show. I so appreciate it. And finally, I want to give a very big shout out to our friends at Red River Paper. They are the inkjet specialists that make some of the best paper in the world. They have a terrific site that has tutorials, reviews, inkjet supplies, and of course, paper ranging from, you know, 4x6 glossy snapshot paper all the way up to large size 16x20 museum fine art archival paper that's good for 100 years and everything in between. If you want to get your printing on and create some artwork, make sure you click on the tile that's on all the pages of the digital story. Go over and see what they're up to. And a big thanks to Red River Paper for supporting this podcast. Okay, that's going to do it for me this week. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed the tips on video conferencing. I will see you online. I will see you in your earbuds. However I next see you, I'll be here next Tuesday with another show. Please join me. And until then, stay safe and have a great week. Bye-bye now.